The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. Tickets for the Dreamville Festival, created by Fayetteville native and rapper J. Cole, are now on sale. Some of the performers for the event have also been announced. The festival is set for Saturday and Sunday, April 1st and 2nd at Dick's Park. Usher, Lil Durk, Ari Lennox, City Girls, Sean Paul, Earth Gang, Jesse Reyes, Key Glock, Sir, Loot, Omen, Marcus Clay, and Victony are set to perform on April 1st. J. Cole and Drake will headline the second day of the festival, which will also include performances by Burna Boy, Summer Walker, J.I.D., Gloria, Bass, Wake Floka Flame, Mario, Aira Star, Baby Tate, Cuz, Jordan Ward, and Ruben Vincent. Dreamville Fest is no small event. Last year, the festival drew an estimated crowd of 80,000 fans. Guns N' Roses is going back out on tour, playing nearly 40 dates, including a stop in Charlotte. The tour starts in Tel Aviv on June 5th, heads to Europe and then to North America. The concert in Charlotte is Tuesday, August 29th at the Charlotte Spectrum Center. By the way, the concerts will no longer end with Axl Rose tossing his microphone into the crowd. While it is a 30-plus year tradition, Rose says the decision to stop the toss is based on a fan claiming she was injured at a concert in Australia. Again, the Charlotte concert is Tuesday, August 29th at the Spectrum Center. All right, Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs start at 8, unless noted. Thursday, March 9th, Miranda Sings featuring Colleen Ballinger. Colleen is a multi-hyphenate actor, comedian, trained vocalist, writer, and executive producer. She is best known for portraying her character Miranda Sings, a personality that is the polar opposite of Miss Ballinger. And her concert starts at 7:30. Friday, March 10th, Jerry Cantrell, Brighton Tour 2023. Beyond the instantly identifiable riffs and equally recognized vocals, Jerry will always be known as a songwriter first and foremost. Those songs comprise his influential catalog as co-founder, vocalist, lead guitarist, and main songwriter of the iconic Alice in Chains. Saturday, March 11th, Carolina Theater, Uncle Devin, an award-winning drummer and percussionist who specializes in family funk, known as the Children's Drum Company. The Children's Drum Cushionist. He is a national leader in the family music industry. His show is at 11 a.m. Also on Saturday, March 11th, the ICCA South Semifinal, the International Championship of Collegiate Acapella, is the real-life Pitch Perfect. Join us for an unforgettable, family-friendly evening of the best local a cappella competition, battling head-to-head for a chance to advance. That show starts at 7. Tuesday, March 14th, Liz Wright. Through an inimitable voice, the New York Times touts as a smooth, dark alto, possessed of qualities you might associate with barrel-aged bourbon or butter-soft leather. Sunday, March 19th, Sarah Silverman, Grow Some Lips. Sarah is a two-time Emmy Award-winning comedian, actress, writer, and producer. She currently hosts her weekly podcast, the critically acclaimed The Sarah Silverman Podcast. Her show starts at 7. Also at Carolina Theater, Tuesday, March 21st, Tales as Tall as the Sky, a story of three children in their treehouse at the end of the summer complaining that they have nothing exciting to do. When one produces a book of American tall tales, they begin to explore the wild and adventurous stories of Pecos Bill, John Henry, and Hurricane Hallie, bringing to vibrant life this exciting literary genre. Designed to encourage interest in books and reading, there are two shows, 9:45 a.m. and 11:20 a.m. Tuesday, March 21st, Ty Trubet, All Things New Tour, a multi-Grammy Award winner, 11-time Billboard chart topper, and Soul Train Music Award-winning icon, Ty continues to send positive vibes with his song, Anyhow. Thursday, March 23rd, Hits the Musical. It's a 7:30 show. Friday, March 24th, The Second City Swipes Right, an incomplete guide to the ultimate date night. It's love at first laugh with The Second City. Saturday, March 25th, Orpheus and Eurydice. Don't Look Back, the eternal tale of love lost, regained, and lost again. Performance starts at 7:30. Tuesday, March 28th, Sam Morril, the class act tour at 7. Friday through Sunday, March 31st through April 2nd, the Durham Savoyards present Gilbert and Sullivan's The Yeoman of the Guard. Shows at 8 on Friday, 7 on Saturday, and 3 o'clock on Sunday. Okay, Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts will start off March 9th through the 26th, Mozart Symphony No. 40 from the Carolina Ballet. This ballet creates a society that parades and poses as elites. Mozart subtly captures human undertones, allowing the dancers to portray the refined elements of the symphony while expressing their true natures as well. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday, March 10th, Friday Favorites, Selections from Peer Gynt, North Carolina Symphony. This is at Maimandy Concert Hall at noon. Friday and Saturday, March 10 and 11, Rachmaninoff Piano Concerto No. 3 from the North Carolina Symphony, Maimandy Concert Hall at 8. Friday and Saturday, March 17 and 18, In the Air Tonight. The music of Phil Collins and Genesis. This is from the North Carolina Symphony, Maimandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock both nights. Friday, March 24th, Churchill. In this often funny, sometimes touching, and always engaging one-man show, veteran British actor David Payne brings Churchill to life on stage. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater at 7:30. Friday and Saturday, March 24th and 25th, Brahms Symphony No. 3 from the North Carolina Symphony. This is at Maimandy Concert Hall. Saturday, March 25th, Los Tigres del Norte, and translated, The Tigers of the North. It's the Siempre Contigo Tour. Already boasting an unparalleled career resume as the most influential regional Mexican group, that from Billboard. And the genre's greatest statement, that's, or statesman rather, and that from the New York Times. The legendary Los Tigres del Norte remains one of Latin music's leading creative and socially outspoken voices. This is from at Memorial Auditorium. Monday, March 27th, the Golden Gals Live, May Mandy Concert Hall. Wednesday, March 29th, Rob Has a Podcast, and this is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Deepak in Durham, Durham Performing Arts Center. Wednesday, March 8th, Trixie and Katya Live. Friday, March 10th, Nashville Songwriters. Sunday, March 12th, Bull City Food and Beer Experience. Tuesday, March 14th, Il Divo. Thursday, March 16th through Sunday, March 19th, American Ballet Theater's Giselle. There are various performance times. Friday through Monday, March 24th through the 27th, it's Trevor Noah, Off the Record Tour. A South African comedian, writer, producer, political commentator, actor, and former television host. He was the host of The Daily Show, an American late-night talk show and satirical news program on Comedy Central. Shows are at 8 on Friday and Monday, and they start at 7 on Saturday and Sunday. Tuesday, March 28th, Tedeschi Trucks Band. A Grammy Award-winning 12-piece powerhouse ensemble led by the husband-wife duo of guitarist Derek Trucks and singer-guitarist Susan Tedeschi. That show starts at 7:30. That's at all at the Durham Performing Arts Center, DPAC. If you've not seen Steve Martin and Martin Short's traveling show, you won't believe what they look like today. Is making a stop in Greensboro this fall. The comedy legends will be performing their new show at the Stephen Tanger Center for the Performing Arts. Their show mocks Hollywood and the fickle nature of celebrity. That show is set for October 13th. Deepak, by the way, I meant to actually do this when I was talking about the Durham Performing Arts Center. They've released their schedule for the 23-24 Truist Broadway series. October 10th through the 22nd this fall, MJ the Musical. November 7th through the 12th, Funny Girl. Then moving into 2024, January 2nd through the 7th, Girl from the North Country. February 27th through March 3rd, Peter Pan. March 19th through the 24th, Mrs. Doubtfire. May 15th through June 9th, Disney's The Lion King. And the season closes out July 30th through August 4th next year with Mamma Mia. Okay, Garner Performing Arts Center. Saturday, March 25th, it's Balsam Range. The 2018 IBMA Entertainer of the Year, Balsam Range, has become one of the genre's most award-winning acts. That's at Garner Performing Arts Center, Saturday, March 25th. All right, look at things going on in Cary. Performances at the Page, Sunday, March 12th. It's Bill Leslie, Carolina Celtic. Original music and storytelling from Celtic composer and winner of the North Carolina Award, Bill Leslie. His show starts at 4. And then Saturday, April 1st, Roadhouse Storytellers. During its first 3 years, Roadhouse Storytellers put 55 different storytellers on stage. In September 2022, the Roadhouse Storytellers debuted at the Page Walker, beginning what is hoped to be a feature of the performances at the Page series. Seven upcoming outdoor performances at the Page, Friday, May 26th. It's Sabor e Cultura at 6. Friday, June 16th, Bog Turtle at 7. Friday, July 28th, Jamrock at 7. Friday, August 4th, Celebration of Bluegrass. And all shows are free. The Marvelous Music Main Stage Series at the Cary Arts Center. Shows start at 7:30. Saturday, March 18th, Take 3. Friday, April 21st, Croce Plays Croce. And Saturday, May 20th, Reese Palmer. And the Marvelous Music Family Series, one date this spring, Saturday, April 15th, Bright Star Touring Theater presents The Little Mermaid. Hilarious duo Lenny and Mabel, the greatest actors in the world, provide this fun take on Hans Christian Andersen's classic fairy tale, The Little Mermaid. The story follows the adventures of a mermaid who wishes to become human and win the heart of a human prince. Bands, Bites, and Boats at Bond Park are back for this upcoming season. First Fridays each month, April 7th, Jason Adamo. May 5th, Story Charlemagne. June 2nd, To Die For. July 7th, Curry Wayne Clayton Jr. August 4th, Carson Mack. September 1st, Misty Mayhem. And October 6th, Tiger Lily. All right, at the Wake Forest Renaissance Center, Saturday, March 25th, Living Rhythms African Drumming. Performances are an educational, transformative, and exciting exploration of the drumming and dance of West Africa. It's a free performance at the Alston Massenburg Center. Saturday, April 22nd, it's Croce Plays Croce. This is a sold-out show, but there may be a waiting list that you can sign up for if you're still interested in going. I don't know if they do a will call. Friday, May 5th, Happy Dan the Magic Man. This is free admission. Show starts at 6:30. A look at the rundown for Arts Access. It's the North Carolina's only nonprofit organization dedicated solely to making the arts accessible to children and adults with disabilities. Saturday, March 18th, The Revolutionist. The Reign of Terror is in full swing, but playwright Olympi is way more concerned with how to start her next play. Marianne keeps demanding Olympi turn to more serious work, such as her anti-slavery pamphlets. Meanwhile, the murderous assassin Charlotte Corday demands some really killer last words for her execution on the scaffold. This is at Pearl Theater in Greensboro. The performance is at 2. Sunday, March 26th, Fancy Nancy, the musical. This is, of course, Raleigh Little Theater at 5:30 on Sunday the 26th. A sensory-friendly performance is set for April 1st at 2. Friday and Saturday, March 31st and April 1st, The Legend of Georgia McBride. This is from the Rainbow Dance Company and is being performed at Meredith College. Arts Together's multi-age dance performance program that provides arts training where individual expression is respected and creative and technical ability are equally emphasized. Rainbow celebrates the many creative voices found in children, teens, and adults, and comprises members from ages 10 to 60 plus. Sensory friendly performance Friday at 7, that's March 31st. Two shows on Saturday, April 1st, 2, and 7. Again, all performances at Meredith College. Okay, Halle Cultural Arts Center in Apex. Classical concert coming up on March 19th, an afternoon with Duo Romantico. Husband and wife team Gordon and Kathy Kriplin on flute, guitar, and voice. The show starts at 3. Triangle Youth Jazz Ensemble, their spring concert is Saturday, March 25th, and the concert starts at 7 o'clock. At the Clayton Center, Saturday, March 11th, Daly and Vincent, an American bluegrass music group that has released 9 albums since 2007, with all of the albums having charted on at least one Billboard albums chart. That show is at 8. Sunday, March 12th, Fairy Tales on Ice featuring Beauty and the Beast. Delight in the spectacular as award-winning skaters bring your favorite fairy tale characters to life through ice skating, singing, and music. Fairy Tales on Ice features stories and characters from Beauty and the Beast, along with Cinderella, Alice in Wonderland, Little Red Riding Hood, and more. The show is at 1 o'clock. Friday, March 31st, at the Clayton Center, Gina Chavez. In an industry that looks to define artists, Gina refuses to fit into a box. From features on NPR's Tiny Desk to Brené Brown to Colbert, this queer bilingual genre-bending musician has become a force to be reckoned with. Her show starts at 8 o'clock. Taking a look at the lineup at Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. Still early, so there'll be a lot more concerts added to the listing. Currently, June 1st, Dead & Company. June 30th, Kids Bop Live. June 12th, Matchbox 20. August 4th, Eric Church and Cody Jinks. August 7th, Disturbed, Breaking Benjamin and Ginger. August 8th, Foreigner and a Lover Boy. August 11th, Jason Aldean, Mitchell Tenpenny, Corey Kent, and DJ Silver. August 19th, Pentatonix and Lauren Elena. August 29th, Rob Zombie and Alice Cooper. September 15th, Leonard Skinner, ZZ Top, and Uncle Cracker. October 5th, Zach Brown Band, King Calloway, and Tennille Towns. And October 26th, Luke Bryan. Red Hat Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh. Friday, April 14th, Mount Joy. Saturday, May 20th, Youngblood, the World Tour with the Regrets. Saturday, June 3rd, Dermot Kennedy, the Sonder Tour. Wednesday, June 14th, Noah Kahan, Stick Season with Joy Oladokun. Friday, June 16th, Pixies, North American 2023 Tour. Saturday, June 17th, Revolution, Good Vibe Summer Tour 2023. Tuesday, July 4th, Bare Naked Ladies, the Last Summer on Earth Tour. Friday, July 7th, The Revivalists and The Head and the Heart with Jamie Wyatt. Sunday, July 16th, Young the Giant with Milky Chance and Rosa Lynn. Thursday, July 20th, The Red Hat, Jake Owen. Friday, July 21st, Louis Tomlinson, Faith in the Future World Tour. July 28th, Walker Hayes with Ingrid Andress and Breland. August 4th, Jason Mraz and his super band. This is the Mystical, Magical, Rhythmical, Radical Ride Tour. August 13th, Chidler Childers Send in the Hounds Tour. September 6th, Camp 2023 Tour. And September 23rd, Parker McCollum with Jackson Dane. And at Booth Amphitheater in Cary, Saturday, April 1st, tacos and taps. Saturday, April 29th, Reuben Studdard and Clay Aiken, 20, the tour. Friday, June 2nd, Smooth Nights featuring jazz greats Incognito and Mesa. Thursday through Saturday, July 13th through the 15th, Billy Strings. Friday and Saturday, August 4th and 5th, Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival. August 27th, Shakti, 50th Anniversary Tour. September 17th, the Australian Pink Floyd Show, Dark Side 50 Tour. And Saturday, September 23rd, Whiskey, Wine, and Fire. Okay, we'll move on to PNC Arena. Friday, March 10th, it's Kevin Ledesi, the Soul to Soul Tour at the Women's Empowerment Expo. Monday, March 13th, Greta Van Fleet, Dreams in Gold Tour. Friday, March 17th, Winter Jam 2023. Saturday and Sunday, March 18 and 19, Monster Jam. Friday, March 24, Straight Jokes, No Chaser Comedy Tour. Thursday, March 30th at PNC Arena, Nate Bergazzi, the Be Funny Tour. Sunday, April 16th, it's the Harlem Globetrotters. Wednesday, May 10th, it's the Special Tour, Lizzo. Friday, May 12th, Stevie Nicks. Sunday, June 11th, Ricardo Arjona. Tuesday, August 1st, we have Sam Smith, Gloria, the tour. And right now, the season is closed out on a Wednesday, October 18th, with the Shania Twain, the Queen of Me tour. And Wilmington is hosting the Dave Matthews Band later this spring as part of the band's 2023 summer tour. It's May 30th and 31st. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The contents of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.